News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Minister for Education Helen McEntee has said that the religious groups involved in historical sexual abuse will be held accountable following the government's commitment to establish a commission of investigation into allegations of historical sexual abuse in schools across the country. And joining me now to discuss this is John Coulter, member of the survivors group Restore Together. Good morning to you, John. Before we get into what the minister is saying, can you tell us a little bit about your own experience?
Well, I was a boy in Willow Park in Blackrock College. I graduated from Blackrock College in 1979. A couple of years ago, we realized that there was a pandemic, if you like, of abuse that had occurred in the school. And a number of us got together to try and get the Spiritans to address some of these issues and provide some of the help and assistance that victims and survivors need. I was one of probably 30 or more boys in a class of 120 million people that suffered abuse at the hands of a number of priests. And that's 30 out of 120, 25%, it's a fairly shocking number. And that was what motivated us to begin to work with Spiritans to put in place the elements that victim survivors need to help deal with the process. That restorative justice process has been helpful to victim survivors. It's not a solution, but it's helpful.
Okay, and John, what the minister has said, this idea that they will be held accountable, presumably by way of redress and other ways perhaps as well, does that give you much hope? I know many of the survivors have said that this is a long, slow, too drawn out process and that justice delayed is justice denied.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's absolutely right. I understand practically why, when you're doing an investigation, a commission of investigation into all schools, that this process is likely to take 5 years. But but victims need help now. I met with a man yesterday who's in dire straits. He left school in 1964. This has been something that sort of stuck for him recently. That man needs help now. He doesn't need help in 5 years' time.
Sure.
I think what's critical is that the commission investigation must not become an obstacle to justice.
You don't want the government to create some kind of an inquiry or some kind of a commission that slows down.
Yes, it mustn't provide a shield to religious institutions from taking immediate responsibility. It's scandalous, but it's what institutions do. They retreat behind their institutions. They don't want to take accountability. They don't realise that actually the only thing that matters to their missions now in the country is the most important thing should be helping the people that they harmed historically. So, the fact that they don't understand that is completely contrary to any Christian beliefs that they would espouse from a pulpit or whatever. And the fact that they don't understand that is both distressing and, frankly, anti what they supposedly stand for. So.
You might even call it hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. I mean, the other thing I think that the other point I think that's really important to make is that I would encourage Justice McGrath when he's composing or finalizing the structure of his commission, is that the commission of investigation needs to be led by victim survivors, And led is different from being informed by victim survivors. And what the release yesterday and the terms of reference and also the scoping inquiry, what they did was they got themselves informed by victim survivors, but they did not put victim survivors at the center of their findings or output. And that means that what they're going to deliver will not be victim-led and victim-centered. Okay. And that's a mistake. If we do that, we're going to make the same mistake we've made in all the other commissions that we've had before. And if you really want to deliver justice for victim survivors, you need victim survivors to be at the center of the commission of investigation. That means they need to be part of it. They need to be directing it and leading it.
And that was John Coulter there, a member of the survivors group Restore Together. If you have been affected by this conversation, you can contact the charity 1 in 4 on 01662 4070 for information and counselling services.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.